Final results from Iraq's national elections 2 weeks ago were released today in Baghdad. The majority Shiite alliance captured 48% of the vote, followed by the Kurds with 25%. Interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi's slate of candidates finished a distant third. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report.
Seats in the 275-member National Assembly will now be distributed by the share of vote each list of candidates received, and while it was a major victory for the Shiite coalition, it fell well short of the two-thirds needed to elect a presidential council, which in turn will select a prime minister, so backroom dealing continues. The Shiites are pressing for the post of prime minister, though it's unclear just which Shiite politician would get the job. The alliance is made up of several different groups, ranging from conservative Islamists to the secular. The Kurds are angling for the job of president. And while Iraqi election officials call the vote a new birth for Iraq, the results indicate the country's alienated Sunni Arab minority, who dominated political life under Saddam, voted in even smaller numbers than anticipated. The main job of the next National Assembly is to write a new constitution. Contenders for the job of prime minister say Sunnis will be given a role in the process regardless of the results. Prominent Sunnis have not yet agreed under what terms they would take part, and Sunni-led violence continues despite hopes for a post-election calm. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.